radio. Remember radio. We'd sit and close our eyes and use our imagination. Comedy, mystery, a fireside chat. Together we sat, listening nightly to our favorite show.
And now, from the elegant McFarland Ballroom, high atop the snow-covered elevator shaft of the stately Mayfair Building in beautiful downtown Okmulgee, city of Christmas lights and holiday cheer, KOKL Radio is proud to present Nothing Better to Do in This Burg on Saturday Night Theater, featuring the talented members of the Okmulgee County Community Theater and anyone else that we can drag off the street to read into a microphone. Tonight's futuristic space adventure is brought to you by Sugar Coma Candy Canes. When your kids suck down one of these treats on Christmas Eve, they'll be bouncing till New Year's. Flockers plastic Yuletide foliage and Grieber's roasted turkey-like bits in a can. When the in-laws are coming for the holidays, save the good stuff for later and serve Grieber's roasted turkey-like bits in a can. And now, in the spirit of the season, we bring you our special Christmas story without commercial interruption.
Late in the 20th century, human luck took an unexpected turn for the better. Oh, we still had wars, famine, overpopulation, dwindling natural resources, and greed. We all depended too much on oil and too little on our hearts. But even a loser rolls sevens if he clacks the dice together often enough. This time it was our turn. We won a lottery of sorts and took home the grand prize. We stumbled in the dust and came up smelling like a simulated rose. Unfortunately, real roses no longer existed. The climate changes of the greenhouse effect that everyone kept denying killed off most of the Earth's fragile plants and toasted fair-skinned redheads to the color and texture of a hard, flat biscuit. After the polar ice caps began melting, the major coastal cities were saved at the last minute by erecting gigantic plastic bubbles around them. Today, you can sail a schooner from the Great Smoky Islands all the way to the Tulsa Plateau without denting your keel or scraping your scupper, but still, we got lucky. One of our astronauts literally tripped over a dust-covered stabilizer fin while taking your last moonwalk in the Tycho crater. We were about to give up on moon explorations for Lent, no real commercial value to the place that we could see, when a clumsy space intern went searching for a rock as to take back to Earth as a souvenir and managed to rustle the dust on an old interstellar alien spacecraft. It was buried under a few millennia of star dust and comet clinkers. There it was, just waiting for the right clutch to come along and tap dance across its dusty hull. Funny thing, scientists never found so much as a little green eyelash or a Venetian tentacle to identify the owners. We couldn't even decipher the driver's name on the key ring. But salvaging that old, out-of-the-world space bird gave us the secrets of light-speed acceleration and made hyperdrive space jumps possible. 200 years later, factories are spitting out colony ships.